Welcome to the Meaningful Mitzvah Podcast. My name is Rabbi Menashe Orr, and I want to introduce you to a little bit of what we're doing and what the structure of this podcast is going to be. We're doing something a little different here, and that is instead of me recording a podcast, teaching a topic to you, the audience, directly, I'm sitting here around a table with two very special Jews, and I'm going to introduce them in a moment, and we are going to be learning together, and we are inviting the listener to listen in on our conversation as we explore the topic of mitzvah. So I'm going to get more into that shortly, but first I want to just introduce everybody. So my name is Menashe Orr. I'm a rabbi at the Jacksonville Community Kollel in Jacksonville, Florida. We are a Jewish learning center, and I have a pretty standard Orthodox upbringing. I went to yeshiva for many, many years. I went on to Israel, where I got my rabbinic certification, came back here with my wife and two kids a couple years ago, and I find a lot of joy in exploring the topic of mitzvos, and I'm very happy to be doing that with my friends. So let's introduce you around the table, and then I'm going to get back and tell you a little bit more about what we're doing. So I'm going to move on to my left, where we have
Melissa Johnson. I'm really excited to be here. So a little bit about myself. I've lived here in North Florida, in Jacksonville, Florida, for a little over 40 years. Oh boy, that's a scary number. I am the mother of two sons, and I just had a brand new grandbaby, which is wonderful. As far as my background, I left New York, or my mom left New York when I was 7 and moved here to Florida. At that point, I was the youngest of two siblings. They went to Hebrew school when I was younger. And when we moved here, there was really nothing in the town I grew up. My mom was a single mom, and I remember as a young child her exploring every religion she could find. So I had a very diverse background as we went to every church in North Florida except for Jewish church. So I had no exposure to Judaism really the whole time growing up until about 3 years ago, and I met Shlomi and really got reintroduced to Judaism. And it can be very intimidating as an adult, learning what seems to be a lot of rules and a lot of restrictions. So as I've learned more, and I'm really excited to dive into the mitzvahs and the meaning of them, so I can ask why, but what for, how does it affect my life? So that's what's kind of led me to this class and this topic, and I'm really thrilled and excited to be diving into this.
Hello, I'm Shlomi Benaim. I was born in Israel. I speak Hebrew well. I moved to the U.S. at the age of 10. I then went to public school for a couple of years. Then my parents put me into a yeshiva. I attended Ezra Academy in Queens, New York, from junior high school to graduation. Ezra Academy is where I got my foundation to Judaism. But I also must give a lot of credit to my parents and grandparents. I grew up very traditional, and I was always aware of our history and tradition. I enjoy learning very much. I used to listen a lot of lectures of the Shmooze series by Rabbi Schaefer. I also listened a lot to Rabbi Wallerstein, and I also listened to lectures in Hebrew. And I'm very happy to be here. I'm looking forward to this mitzvah series podcast to better understand the reason behind our commandments.
Amazing. Okay, I'm happy I did this. I just learned new things about both of you. That's great. That's amazing. I think we represent a nice, you know, spectrum of the Jewish people, and I think that's wonderful. I hope that listeners from different backgrounds will be able to take different perspectives from all of us. I think that's a good mix that we're bringing to the table here. So I've been wanting to learn about mitzvahs for actually 2 years since I came to Jacksonville. I joined the Kollel. Right away, I said, I want to explore the topic of mitzvahs. And part of that is because I want to learn more about mitzvahs. I'm kind of testing a theory here. And this theory is one that, you know, I've learned from my own experience. And that basically is that I think any Jew who learns about a topic in depth, a mitzvah in depth, will discover a whole universe of meaning that he never knew, he or she never knew existed. And that will lead to developing almost a personal relationship with the mitzvah. And when you have a personal relationship with the mitzvah, you find much more meaning to it. You start to get excited to do it. It becomes something that's like amazing. This is like another opportunity I have. We find ourselves connecting to Hashem more. That's a lot of the purpose of mitzvahs. And of course, we'll talk more about this, is to build our connection to Hashem. But if we're mindlessly going through an action, doing an action that we don't understand, it's hard to say that that's going to build an emotional connection to Hashem. I mean, does it or does it not? Maybe sometimes yeah and sometimes no. And, you know, but when we really understand what we're doing and the meaning behind it, it enhances, I'll just talk from my own experience, it's enhanced my life tremendously. It's given me a lot of passion and excitement for that kind of mitzvah. And that's one part of it. And the other part of it is that I think there's a big thirst for this in the Jewish people. And I've had many conversations with people here in this community and other communities as well. And the topic of like finding more depth to mitzvahs is fascinating. And people, I think people are craving that. I think people want to understand what they're doing. And talk about the negative side of it. I think people don't enjoy doing things that they don't understand. And if you're doing something you don't understand and you don't connect to, at best, you'll continue to do it on a surface level if you're lucky. And that probably is only going to happen if you're either insanely self-motivated or you're living in a community where everybody does that. If you're in like a really religious community, then you'll probably feel a little bit pressured to go through the actions. But if there's no heart in it, it's only a matter of time for like, how long is this actually going to last? How long am I going to do something that doesn't make me feel any different or any better? So I think this is a great topic to explore. So I've been looking forward to doing this. I haven't had the time to do it. Over the last year plus, I've been giving a weekly class every week called Torah Talk, and it was on the weekly Torah portion, the weekly Parsha, and that took a lot of my time, and I'm excited to have finished a full cycle of the Torah and have given that, you know, that presentation on the Parsha for every single Parsha in the Torah, and that's amazing. And now I feel like the time is right. The time is right to explore this topic of mitzvahs. So maybe we'll even take on the Torah Talk brand. It has a great brand. Maybe we'll put the logo up there, and we're going to move on to the topic of mitzvahs. So I'm trying to think of, how am I going to do this? What's the platform going to be? You know, the Torah Talk was a Zoom, and it was recorded. You could watch it on YouTube, you could watch it on Facebook, etc. And people liked being able to listen or watch the content on their own time or to tune in live. And I'm trying to think of, what should I do here? And I want to do something a little bit different. And I was thinking like, okay, how are we going to do this? And at some point, it just clicked in my head that I already have what I want to teach, what I want to broadcast, what I want to bring to a bigger circle. And that is my Chavrusa learning with you guys, with Shlomi and Melissa. And we've been learning mitzvahs already. Okay, this predates this show by a while, you know, a few months or whatever it was. And we learn, and I love our learning because it's just very authentic and it's very real. It's three Jews sitting around in a circle trying to figure out the mitzvah business. And we would explore one at a time. You know, the topics are huge. We try to break them up into different parts, and we try to understand them and find meaning in them. And what I like about the learning that we've been doing is that it's just real. It's a little bit unfiltered, uncensored. It's just three Jews sitting around trying to figure things out. So when one of us has a question, we ask the question. And sometimes that's Shlomi, and sometimes that's Melissa, and sometimes that's myself. I have questions also all the time that I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to understand. And the answers aren't automatically instantly there. And even if they are there, they're not necessarily something that we connect to on a deep level. So we talk about it. We talk about it. We discuss it. We debate it. And I found that every time when I walk around away from our learning together, I always feel good. And that's not because we have perfect clarity in everything that we were discussing. That's not the reason. It's because we're three Jews getting together and discussing the word of Hashem, the word of God, and we're trying to deepen our connection to it. And slowly, of course, as we learn, and we learn, you know, we explore more sources and topics and whatever, of course, we get more educated, and naturally that connection builds. This is what I want to do with the whole world. So we finally realized that the way to do it is just to continue learning together and put a mic on the table. That's where this idea was born. We're going to continue our learning, and there is a mic on the table. Now, that mic could be a little distracting, and we're going to have to work our way through that because we want to give you the real experience. We want you to be a part of, to listen in on the back and forth of trying to understand the word of Hashem and trying to build our emotional connection to Torah and to mitzvahs. And the way to do that is basically to not, you know what we're trying to do, to not engage the listener directly. So, dear listener, you are, I don't want to say a fly on the wall. You're a holy, holy fly and a very special fly, and you're very important to us. And we're excited for you to be joining in on this. And I think you should feel more than welcome to reach out to us, you know, to ask questions or to ask to clarify anything. What do you guys think about people maybe even sending a question on something that we've discussed? And on the next episode, the next time we learn together, maybe we could try to incorporate that question. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah. So it's not that we don't want to engage with the audience. It's just that we think this is going to be the most effective way to give over this like authentic representation of what we're trying to do here. So I think that's what it is. I think everybody can benefit from this. I hope, God willing, I hope and I pray everybody could benefit from this, because no matter where you are on the Jewish spectrum, this I hope will be amazing for you. If you're unaffiliated, don't have much of a Jewish education, okay, we make a pledge right here that we will be beginner friendly. We will introduce every single mitzvah and go through the ABCs or Aleph, Beis, Gimels of that mitzvah and just discuss what it is, you know, what the source is, how you do it, some basic details. This is not like a in-depth halachic podcast at all, but the basic idea of what that mitzvah is. And then, you know, we'll go into the heart of things, to discussing it, to understanding it. If you know what mitzvahs are, maybe you know what mitzvahs are, maybe you know maybe even every single mitzvah that we're going to talk about. Perhaps you've heard of it before, maybe you do it before, you're somewhere on the religious spectrum. I think this will give you a lot more meaning in the mitzvah and lead to doing it with more passion, more excitement. I said that my goal is, my personal goal is to learn a mitzvah so much that I'm so excited about it because I connect to it so deeply that I want to yell it from the rooftops. Maybe this is what it means. Yelling from the rooftops means talking nicely into a microphone. But I want to, until we want to share that. And I hope this will be a really great experience for everybody. So we're going to go through mitzvahs. We're going to write our own script here, okay? We are not opening up a Torah and looking for the first mitzvah and then doing the second mitzvah and then the third mitzvah. We are just going to go right into mitzvahs that are common to Jewish daily living, or maybe weekly living, you know? We're not going to start with temple sacrifices. We're probably not going to get to that at all. If you're looking for a comprehensive work on all of the 613 mitzvahs, this is not the place for you. Okay, there are many great rabbis. Some of them, we're going to be exploring their books, the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam has a has a writing on mitzvahs, and several others do. I'm sure we'll get into all of that to some extent. But we're just going to choose whether it's de'oraisa, it's a biblical mitzvah, it's a rabbinic mitzvah. We're gonna go into each of those. Okay, does that sum it up? Is that basically what we're doing here?
Yes, I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
I'm just ready to ask my favorite questions I always ask you, which is, but why? But why? But
there
why?
There we go. This is why we're here. This is why we're here. All right, so the next episode, we're going to get into things. And we're going to start with an introduction to mitzvahs, because we need to really introduce the idea before we get into the nitty-gritty and get through the mitzvahs. So until next time,
thank you.
Have a good one.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.